Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast again.
Again? What are you talking
again.
About?
Douglas, we just started. It's a different record time. This is a different show. Right.
Yeah, but you shouldn't say
you
again.
You shouldn't say again.
We should just pretend we met and we're doing this podcast.
All right.
I mean, I've never seen this guy in my life. What's your name, sir?
Oh, I am Damien. Oh, okay. And you are?
I am... Don't worry about it.
Fair enough.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm Andrew. Thanks for asking.
The hell you
say. And we're here because, as I keep saying, every once in a while, I like the idea of continuing to see more films out there that we wouldn't normally watch. And one of the countries that I've constantly brought up in the podcast,
is
the country of Iran and their filmography. And I felt more and more that my knowledge of Iranian films so far has been the likes of Abbas Kiarostami, Asghar Farhadi, and Jafar Panahi.
Testify.
And I felt that I finally needed to increase the names that I actually saw from this country, because I've enjoyed a lot of the films that I brought to the podcast, which have come out of Iran, and I felt it was time for us to kind of take a dive into a few more films from this nation. And that's what we're going to be doing for the next few weeks. And we're going to be starting the marathon with this film from 1969, The Cow, which has been actually pinpointed as the beginning of the Iranian neo-revolution of filmmaking. The film is set in a rural town in Iran, with the protagonist, Hassan, who is a villager who has a cow and is very proud and loves his cow.
He loves that cow
a lot. And one day he has to leave the village on some business, and while he's gone, the cow dies, and the village collectively decides to bury the cow and lie to him when he returns that the cow has run off and he hasn't died, because they're afraid that he'll be too affected by the death of his cow. And the movie continues as we watch Hassan's basically descent into madness, not having his cow anymore. This film is great. this is one of those movies where, to me, it's more about watching somebody's emotional journey rather than believing all of the actual logical steps he takes, right? Because this movie on its surface is literally, as I said, he loves his cow, the cow dies, he comes back and he becomes basically a madman, exhibiting animalistic characteristics. He's mooing and shrieking at the moon in the night. He's at the beginning, you see him sitting out in the edge of the village, probably in a situation where most people would probably die of cold, out in the evening, just looking for his cow, just like, I've looked everywhere, I don't see my cow. And then by the end of the movie, you see how he's been so directly just ruined. The fact that his cow is no longer with him, that he's gone to the point where he no longer is a human. He's just this wreck of a being. And at no point throughout this movie did, even as ridiculous as all of these things, as physical things that you'd see happen in the world happen, the actual emotion and loss that this guy feels, at no point did I sit there and go, no, I don't believe that. Like, this movie, something about it just made it worked for me. And it felt to me like a weird blend of French New Wave films that I hate, where they play with time, they play with character in strange ways. I don't know if you guys have seen a lot of Jean-Luc Godard films, like Breathless, where a lot of the time when they're filming scenes, you'll see them almost make a scene of composite, compose a scene of pieces rather than a scene of like natural progression. It feels a lot like a movie where all of these pieces are segmented. So you see a scene such as when the village is trying to get Hassan to believe that the cow is lost. Like, they're just constantly reaffirming it. There's a scene in which they lock up what I'd like to call the madman of the town, who is like, he seems as though he just thinks he's a child, and everyone just kind of lets him go on. They're like, he's a madman, let him play with the children. And they actually lock him up because they're afraid that he'll be the one to break the secret. And the way that it's filmed, it doesn't feel like a natural progression scene where you see them walk in, you see them time up, you see them leave, and he's just kind of left. It feels almost like a scene where they broke it up, that you kind of have to piece everything together. And I really liked how they did everything. This movie is, like, from what I've seen of Iranian films, this movie feels very, very true to those movies, and I'm really happy that I took the time to watch it. And now I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes, as I will definitely hear some harsh words about a cow.
Okay, so hold on. Before Damien talks about whatever he wants to talk about, did anybody else think that the wife killed the cow because he was paying more attention to the cow than the wife?
No, I did not.
I'm just saying. But yeah, so...
Stands to reason.
It does. So first of all, this movie is fucking god-awful. Let's just start with that. This is another movie that I could not watch in one sitting. If you guys listen to the most recent podcast, or actually I'm not sure what order we're going to put this out in, but we talk about Amarcord. Similar to that, I could not watch it all in one sitting. I actually technically have not watched all of this movie yet because it's so fucking horrible. It took me 3 days to try and watch this movie. I watched maybe the first half hour and fell asleep. Then I watched the next 15 minutes maybe to a half hour and fell asleep. And then I got home last night, said to my co-host, sorry, I have some pressing business, can't do the podcast today, and tried to watch this podcast, tried to watch this movie, and fell asleep to it. Okay, before I go into the fire that is my review for this movie, is it weird that I actually didn't think about that first joke until just now, but as I was watching the movie, I thought to myself, a dumb comedy version of this would be, because what they made very clear at the beginning of this movie, that not only did the man like his cow, right? The man liked his cow, who cares? But this was the only cow in the village, right? And for that reason, it was important. I imagine, you know, it was the only way for them to get milk or something like that, right? And so I imagined a world in which the fact that this man, Hassan, had a cow made him into maybe not a celebrity, but like an untouchable, right? Who could do whatever he wanted. So he would have to walk around with bodyguards for his cow, for him and his cow. You know, he essentially would be like, you know what? I want something, whatever he wants. I want $1 million. And people would be like, no, we can't give it to you. He says, okay, I'll just walk to the other village. And then they'd line up and give him whatever he wanted. Because I had to try and put in my mind or think about anything other than this fucking movie while I was watching it. This movie is... Andrew, I don't see any of the things that you saw in this movie. It's so much so that I don't even know how to articulate what's wrong with the movie, right? I cannot form counterpoints to your points. I cannot form arguments to your nonsense. This movie, a cow died, right? And well, first of all, I was a little bit taken aback because as they were pulling the cow along in the movie and then putting it in the hole, whatever that hole was there for no reason, by the way. That hole existed before.
It's where they put all the cows that died in that town.
So either, right, they knew the cow was going to die, or that hole is there for some other nefarious reason that we need to talk about. But as they were pulling it, I remember thinking to myself, that looks like a real cow. How did they get the cow to stay still like that as they're pulling it and pulling it and just throwing it?
They could have just gotten
a
dead cow from the plate.
Did
from,
they really
no,
kill the
they
cow?
Probably just got a dead cow from somewhere else.
You sure about that? This is a long time ago. Yeah,
and it's
people
in a
may not
that they only have like three cows.
Well, I don't know about the country. I'm not going to go there, but I'm just saying this is before people decided, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't kill animals for movies.
They didn't put the no animals were hurt during the making of this movie. So that cow got took.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that's pretty suspect. But this movie, I mean, it starts off also with them just, so a lot of people just essentially physically beating somebody who I wasn't quite sure, maybe because I couldn't ever really focus on the movie, if it was that they there was something wrong with them or if they were just being persecuted or what was going on with that guy. But yeah, Andrew, I'm not even going to review this movie other than to say it was the worst and hope that Damien has the words that I have failed to produce in my
FTP.
Anger.
Douglas, let me help you.
Thank you, please.
This movie is about a man that is having sexual relations with a cow.
I just like to say that my favorite movie from last year was about a woman having sexual relations with a fish man. So,
yes, right.
Kind of works out together.
This movie, it starts, it is called The Cow, so you're in no, it's not confusing. You're just like, all right, cool. This movie's about a cow. Because, again, this was a time before they knew what
stories
were.
No, this is after the
30s,
so they've
like,
invented
cool.
stories already.
It didn't. Stories didn't make its way to Iranistan by that time. This movie, when it begins, there's like children running around, and there's this thing, and then you finally see the cow, and the man is clearly having relations with this cow, right? He's doing things no human being has ever done to a cow that they are not actively mating with. Okay. Then he comes back and you're like, all right, I guess something is going to happen and trigger what the hell this movie is about. And it does. He leaves and the cow dies. They don't explain how. It is mysterious because, you know, cows just end up dead from time to time. I don't know. That is on.
You've been to Denby. You know how this works.
Yeah, I've been to Denby. I've seen dead cows.
Was I the only one that couldn't stop laughing at that one scene? So they've established that there's this gang or clan of people that steal things. There's this one scene where a guy just kind of weirdly walks over to a door in the dark with a dead chicken in his hand and just goes like this. He just puts up the chicken and the person says, "Chicken?" He says, "Yes." He says, "Is it dead?" He says, "Yes." "Did you steal it?" "Yes." "Okay, good." That made no sense in any context.
Douglas, here's what's
happening.
And
was happening. Just ridiculous.
Your mind was so bored that it had to find something.
Yes.
It's like, all right, that in a vacuum seems.
Yeah. It's like the superstar cow theory that I had.
Here's the thing. When the man comes back, the town doesn't go yo, dog, you know that cow you've been banging for years? It's dead. No, they're like, the cow ran away. And that is 20 minutes into a 2-hour movie.
Why didn't they say that the cow turned invisible? And
Douglas,
then we could have an Emperor's New Clothes
Douglas,
kind of situation.
Once the cow died, they could have done what everyone does with dead cows, turn it into patties. And when he comes back, goes, well, your cow died, and we ate the cow. But no, they did the more reasonable thing, was to dig a hole in the middle of this town and throw a dead cow in it. And then the man had a psychotic break. But they didn't know a lot about how mad people were supposed to behave. So he then became
so,
a cow.
So I'm just to cut
and
you
then
for
the movie
a second.
Ended.
This is something they didn't know. So like I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for this movie. And I was reading the plot synopsis and believes he is the cow was highlighted with a link. Only for me to find out there's actually a word to describe someone who believes himself to be a bovine or a cow. It's called boanthropy. I don't know if you guys knew this word.
Andrew, it is called lunacy.
And somehow, I'm surprised that there's a word for this, but cool. No, it's just some random that what? I felt that? Like saying because...
Thank you. I know you're trying to distract me from saying harsh things about the movie that you love. But you're wrong, Andrew. This movie sucks. It sucks by any metric. But something beautiful happened at the end of this movie. At the end of my screening, they cut to the director, years and years later, as he explains why this movie is important.
You could have just stopped it there.
And
you didn't need to watch that.
When I saw... And I did, just to make sure I was pure in my... Before, when I saw that that is what was about to happen, I paused and wrote down all my thoughts on the movie. It was three letters. And then I watched what he said and why he thought this movie is important. And I added a star to the F part of the three letters. Because... If I were the Iranian government and saw this movie, I too would have objections about anyone seeing this movie because it is bad. Not because they were running propaganda, which is the actual reason. The reason you don't have anyone see this movie is because it isn't good.
This movie was propaganda?
No, the Iranian government was busy running their own propaganda.
Oh, and
so
this was
he made this movie, right, to show what real Iranians were doing. Nah. Just fucking cows and burying them in the middle of a village. Which is pretty sure not what real Iranians did. So,
talk about
whatever.
Out of context, but sure.
That's not
no.
what this movie's about? What is this movie? What is real Iranian life about? A man in a village fucking cows. A village of people that decides to bury said cow. And a man losing his mind. That I don't think is what Iranian life is like. So as the government, I'd have banned this movie.
Actually,
because it is trash.
If you
that
think about
why
it,
I'd ban it.
Is this movie really the first movie to seriously look at... bovine STDs, is that what this is?
I mean
well, the cow dies,
right, but then
and then the guy got it as well and he
Douglas, this is where mad cow disease
exactly
comes from. I see. This movie is like an archaeological fight.
Patient zero.
Andrew, look, I know you like old movies because reasons. No, here's the thing. The directing is bad. Right? I understand that the technology wasn't there and it was a struggle for them to get whatever. But as we explained in a previous podcast, the work it takes to make a thing, I disregard if the thing is bad. The acting is poor across the board. None of these people are believable. No humans behave like this. And I understand it's a movie, they have to exaggerate. It's still bad. And then the crux of the matter, the story. This story is bad. If they wrote it in a book, if it was on a play, if it was in a song, no matter how you spin this story, it is a bad story. And so when you put all of them together...
When you say a bad story, do you...
It is nonsensical.
Do you really mean I don't believe what happened? Or do you mean that you didn't... I don't even know how to really say it. You didn't get anything from... I don't know.
All right. Let me not use bad since it is too vague. The story that is being told is not believable. And the surroundings in how the story happens does not help to make this overall story more believable or relatable. None of the people are likable in this story. So it doesn't work. The person that you're supposed to feel sorry for is Monsieur Cowfucker. But you don't, because he does not have a personality. It's not until he loses his cow he instantly breaks. They think there's a progression, but if you hit your head against a wall after someone tells you that your cow is missing, that is not a reasonable reaction in any part of the world. If they had established early, like Douglas said, that, oh, the cow is the only source of milk for 1,000 miles, and that is why this man, it is his prize cow, and they have given him, you know, the job of, you have to look after this cow, keep the cow happy, because heavens knows we'll never have milk again if anything happens to this cow. None of that was established. The movie starts, everyone is jovial and happy, they're throwing rocks at a mentally ill man, and so you go, alright movie, fine. But then as the movie progresses, the crux of the story, which is about a man losing his mind, having lost a cow, is not fully explored in any way, shape, or form. All that happens is the people get more and more frustrated with his behavior, which again isn't clearly explained. And then towards the end, they tie him up and carry him away. And that ending, Douglas was awake for the ending, the very last scene, and was confused when I told him that the man died.
They pretty much murder him.
Yes, because well, here's the deal.
He murders
himself. I don't know what happens, but I saw a man slip and fall
into
a
puddle. And then the movie ends. Yes. Douglas, this movie is trash. It is the movie. And then hearing the director explain what he was
trying to
do.
Why did you watch that part?
Because it was at the end of the
movie. Somebody tapped it onto your file and you could have just stopped it and not watched it.
I don't care. I didn't like the movie before.
No, but I think all that's doing is just making it worse.
No. Yeah, it did make it worse. But there's only so much more worse it can be. Right? Hearing him try and explain himself only aggravated me more. Because he thinks, if he came on and is like, listen, it was a long time ago and I tried my best and I've gone, well, your best sucks, but I can't see what you're going for. But for him to truly believe that he did something that is good, important is one thing. Lots of movies are important. They're also bad. But he thinks his movie is good, which makes him a lunatic. He's mad. That is a madman. Because the movie... There's nothing in the movie that is worth wasting eyesight on.
You think this movie is autobiographical?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This movie is so bad that I didn't watch the rest of the movies in this marathon, which was my explicit aim when I woke up on Saturday to get all these movies done. And it was so bad I went, you know what? No. No, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'll try again next week with the rest of these. And if the second one is as bad as this,
oh boy,
me and Andrew are going to have words. I'm going to opt out of this podcast.
Yo, Damien, we really have not been very lucky. Or specifically, you haven't been. So
I have been lucky.
You hated...
I picked Westerns.
Yeah, you got Westerns.
I was right.
Right? But you hated all of... our first, let's call it our joint pick,
yes.
Mr. 3, right? Then there was my vignette where I know I enjoyed most of them, but you
don't like bad things.
I know Andrew's coming with this horseshit.
It's the first one. I have no idea where these go.
Actually, sorry, it's cow shit.
Bullshit. This happens from time to time on the podcast where Damien hates a movie so much that it almost feels bad for me to say anything. Like, you just kind of want to be like, well, I can't even bother. Like, I would like to argue about, like, just me being like, look, I'm not looking at this movie as a one-to-one life story. Right? I see this as metaphor. Right? But Damien's just going to be like, no, it's bad. He's just going to shout it loud off.
No. Andrew, what metaphor? What is the metaphor they're going for?
And Nick Damien, the cow is the world.
Oh, and so if you kill the world and throw it in a hole, everyone will go mad? Yes. That is a bad metaphor. Try and defend your mom. And I promise I won't. I'll tone it down, and I'll try to match you point for point. Douglas is unable to match you point for point because he sees no value in this movie, like myself. But I will at least entertain the nonsense.
Like, the thing about this movie, and it's the thing I find in a lot of Iranian movies. There's definitely somewhere they're very just like a thriller story, like how we talked about Ellie, the Farhadi film, where it's just what happens to this girl, and there's a lot of great things in there. But the thing with this movie, for me, is it's about the emotions. It's not necessarily me asking, do I believe that a man can go crazy because he lost his cow? I don't, right? Because, like, what is it? In the grand scheme of things, you're like, what is it to lose a cow? The thing about this movie for me is that when you see it happen, and I think the movie does actually set it up well, the concept of this guy, Douglas even spoke about it, the guy's stature in the town, even though I think Douglas was being kind of comical about it, his stature in the town because he has the only cow for miles, which obviously is, once again, the only source of milk or all of these other benefits. And we can make jokes to the end of the day about the guy fucking his cow or whatever.
Are there other benefits to a cow?
Can pull things.
Well, I guess cheese?
No. In the night.
I mean like I understand there is meat, but to get that you have to kinda kill the cow, you know.
But you can cut off like a hip.
Douglas, milk is really good.
For it.
Anyways.
Cows lay eggs, bring right? The boys to the yard.
and based on how the movie presents his his relationship with the cow, which, yes, continue to make fucking jokes. The movie the makings of this movie sets it up well that if something were to happen, there he would be affected in some way. And when the movie hits the next half where the cow is now dead and he's being lied to and he's having this mental breakdown, like, at no point did I watch this movie and not believe that this effect made sense to me. And not in like a literal one-to-one watching a man in front of me, because if this happened in front of me, you know, you'd kind of slap the guy and you'd be like, come on, dude, we'll figure this out. You don't need to go this wild over it. And I think that's kind of where it also comes from, where that is the reaction that the village has, where they're like, all right, dude, come on, we can figure this out, you don't have to go this crazy over it. And him having the mental breakdown at every step, I think that his performance was great in portraying the mental breakdown. And yes, it's overwrought, it's overdone, and kind of out of the world, out of it's one of these performances where it's exaggerated, but that's kind of what old movies do, and That's actually one of the things that I enjoy a lot about older movies, in the exaggeration of performances, because they know that they have to make them bigger to kind of let them pop out of the screen. Like, there's something to be said the way that people like to make fun of actors, like even Ryan Gosling in Ryan Gosling movies, where he kind of sits down and he has that pouty face.
He's
all
just
the while
stoic all the time.
Right. And like, I mean, I don't want to poke fun at that, but like, yeah, in comparison, I kind of sometimes prefer the big, crazy, outlandish exaggerations of movies from these times. And I bought it as this. I bought it, A, the character having the mental breakdown made sense. B, the portrayal of the mental breakdown, as exaggerated as it was, I thought it was great. And C, the village's reaction to his mental breakdown is equivalent to our reaction to his mental breakdown. They're like, come on, dude. So much so that when you get to the end of the movie and they are literally beating him as he's acting like a cow, that ends up killing him, right? Like, it, everything just came together. Like, it felt like a perfectly strung together emotional metaphor of just this guy's journey. And can I tell you, it's a metaphor for the world being put in a hole? No. It just felt like a really good emotionally told story.
I love right? That callback, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Love that callback. But question though, so we're talking about this guy's portrayal, this guy's performance, and how good it was. So which performance was better? This guy's performance or the tall, lanky guy in Before Sunrise who became a cow that smoked cigarettes? Which cow performance was better?
What the hell in Before Sunrise?
Right, so we're ignoring Douglas. All right. To Andrew's point about the movie being about loss, right? There's a man and they show... All the entire movie is exaggerated. So they show this man being affectionate towards this animal, right? And then he loses the animal and the town conspires to, you know, hide it from him. And so when he comes back, the town is in agreement. They're like, listen, we don't trust that this man is emotionally stable enough to lose this animal. So let us break it to him gently. We don't want to tell him that the cow is dead. So, you know, let us be kinder towards him. That is how the scenario starts. And the man is sad. And he continues to break because he realizes at some point, I think these people are lying to me. And he slips further and further into lunacy, essentially, right? And then he believes he's a cow. But the entire movie is exaggerated. My problem with the movie is that none of the emotion that Andrew is describing, none of it was earned. You can see where they were attempting to get this done. But I didn't feel I got anywhere close to any of it. And it wasn't because the performances were overly exaggerated. I'm aware of how people act in older movies. That is just how the performances have to be. Because it was what it was expected of them at the time. But even by that standard, the performances in this movie wasn't that good. And the emotions that were shown... For the village to come together and go, let us ease this man into this thing. When they saw that it wasn't working, when he figured out that the cow was dead and he slipped further and further in, their pivot to dealing with him changed drastically, which wouldn't be the case. If I don't think you're emotionally stable, if say someone passes for you, Douglas, and I say, you know, the dog has gone to the big kennel in the sky, and you're like,
Didier Dogbo.
Yeah, Didier Dogbo has gone to the kennel in the sky. Right. And then you find out, no, actually, Damien hit Dogbo with his car. Right. even when you think that that is the case, we would still try and rally around you to comfort you in some way, because we know what happened and we're trying to protect you from the reality of the situation. Even though it is protracted, at no point would we pivot and go, you know what? Fuck your dog. Which is essentially what happened at the end of, like, they were trying to nudge him back to reality and he kept going further. And so at some point they went, you know what, dog? You and Nicole can fuck up. And it kept going, and then they're like, alright, you know what? We need to take you away from here because you're... What was the reasoning? They didn't really give a reason for, alright, we have to take this man out of the village because he's a danger to himself. They had him locked up inside the shed and he was busy eating hay and sleeping naked. Right? So what was the thing that triggered them to go, we have to take this man far, far away because he wasn't a danger to the children? And we are only talking about very key scenes. Andrew is doing a thing that he does a lot, which is having selective memory about a 2-hour movie. He's forgetting the three men standing on the hill coming into the town. He's forgetting all of the scenes that had absolutely nothing to do with the man, which is also in this movie. None of those warrant any of the things, the emotionality that he says in this movie. Right, Douglas's chicken thing and whatnot. That is the issue that I'm having with the overall movie. You're doing, what it feels like to me is you're pulling another Prometheus, where you're just like, these are the things that I've seen and enjoy, and I will now reconstruct this movie to only be these things. And while Damon will point to the things that I don't want to talk about, that is only part of the movie, but it is not the part that I want. It is the extraneous portions of the movie. The real goodness is this. But there's 2 hours of that movie, dog. The Cow and Prometheus are both bad movies.
I thought you were going to say the Cow and the Prometheus are the same person, Andrew.
Alright, the Cow and the Prometheus. What happens when you bury a cow in the village? It comes back as Prometheus.
Does it sprinkle life and give us Alien Covenant and we just eventually go, oh wait, we didn't like it at all?
So them throwing him in the puddle is the beginning of Alien Covenant. He falls into the puddle and then drinks the black water and then disappears into dust. And then Jesus? I don't remember what happens in him. But Douglas and I are in full agreement that this movie should stay in the police archives of Iranistan.
Yeah. It got out.
You mean me.
Okay.
Mo.
All right, well, that's that. Next time we're back, we're going to be talking about Mohsen Makhmalbaf's film The Cyclist from 1987. We'll be jumping near 20 years. And
does
luckily, Damon hasn't seen it.
He go crazy and think he's a bicycle?
Is that what we'll have to watch and wait till next week to find out. I don't know.
It can't be as bad as this. There's just no way.
Don't say that, dude, man.